What is this second phase of the consultation about? This second phase of the Clinical Services Plan consultation is specifically about how we could deliver stroke services in the future. A stroke is a serious, life-threatening medical condition that happens when the blood supply to part of the brain is cut off. Who we want to talk with? We really appreciate you taking the time to share your thoughts. Thank you. This second phase of the consultation is for all members of the public who live, work, or have an interest in our area. We recognise people have different interests and perspectives. You may receive our services or care for someone who does. You may work with us as staff, students, or volunteers. You may represent an organisation potentially affected by our proposals, or you may have an interest in health and well-being. As well as speaking to people in our area, we will also continue to work with health boards in neighbouring counties and encourage residents or organisations in these areas to share their views also. We want you to tell us whether you support the preferred option and why. If you don't support the preferred option, whether a previously considered option by board would work better and why. Anything else you think we need to consider to make stroke services work better in the future. This includes any mitigations or improvements and potential Welsh language impacts if the service operates differently in the future. The following points are decided and not open to influence in this second phase of the consultation. The future roles of our four main hospital sites and the future service models for the other eight services included in the Clinical Services Plan consultation. Critical care, dermatology, emergency general surgery, endoscopy, ophthalmology, orthopaedics, radiology, and urology. We are not accepting alternative new ideas for how stroke services could be delivered in Hywel Dda. These were received during the first phase of consultation. The overall direction of our strategy, a healthier Mid and West Wales, healthier lives well lived, moving towards a wellness service rather than an illness service, developing a social model for health, supporting people through technology and other means to stay healthy, independent, and in their own homes, significant capital investment to improve or replace old buildings, bringing together acute hospital services to make them stronger and improve standards of care.